News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Parents have been told to cut down on their children's activities outside school amid a worrying surge in COVID-19 infections in the 5 to 12-year-old age bracket. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn has said parents should ask if their children need to be engaging in everything they're engaging in at this point of time. And we are joined now by Jen Hogan, author, journalist and herself a mother of seven. Jen, when you hear this, I suppose, being said about children, this is following on from last week, Micheál Martin saying children are not the problem. What do you think? What's your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. They can mix, but don't mix. It's that clear mixed message again that we're getting. And if you know what, I'm frustrated to hear this fall on the shoulders of children once again, particularly in light of what the Taoiseach said last week when he was asked during the restrictions ease about whether children could go trick or treating. Because I, up until recently, was still getting messages from parents asking, can their children go trick or treating? And I thought, are we really still that level of concern? I thought we were back to around the whole idea of trick or treating normality this year. And of course, that was clarified by the Taoiseach. But here we go again now, and children are expected to make more sacrifices. And children have already made a disproportionate sacrifices to the risk of COVID to them. And I understand we're all in it together, and absolutely everybody has to do their bit. But children are being asked over and over and over again to make sacrifices which will have long-term consequences for them. You know, school closures already were a huge thing, and school is not the be-all and end-all of everything. So we have children in different activities for all sorts of different reasons, which I'm going to add are also very costly. So to turn around and ask parents then maybe don't go to football training if Paddy's going on a play date on Friday, it doesn't understand the logistics of how training works and teams work and all that sort of stuff, and the fact that he will have been in class with Paddy all day on the Friday, chances are, anyway.
Do you think, Jen, that as a society, or perhaps our public health experts, underestimate the impact of asking children to change their lives mm-hmm. in this way?
I think they absolutely do. I mean, the consequences for children of the pandemic restrictions, I believe, are going to be huge. I mean, I have parents who would speak to me about concern, not only about the educational fallout and that their children are still trying to play catch up, but the activities which were already closed for so long. Children missed out on social development opportunities, emotional development. Some parents use them to help their children with coordination difficulties. There's already been studies to show that a number of children struggle with running and basic things like that. So they have their children involved in activities for all sorts of different reasons. And then there are the children who are involved in activities, the arts, because not everybody finds their tribe on the pitch. We also have to look, going back to the schools again, and this is not a criticism of schools, I'm delighted they're open, but they have to operate within certain restrictions and within certain parameters. And some children can't mix with their pals because they're in a different class. We saw that on the television on an episode of Primetime once, and you saw a child looking across at other children playing and weren't able to do that. And this is really distressing for kids. And play dates and having those natural, engaging, fun
They're important. Can I ask you one last question? When you see scenes like maybe the queues outside Coppers or the scenes from inside nightclubs last weekend, which were thronged with young adults having a good time, and when you hear cut your children's social activities, does that annoy you?
Well, look, I think young adults have made huge sacrifices too. I think it's very easy to try and turn it on another group. And I think that's been a narrative that we've heard. There's always been somebody that we've moved on to. I think young adults, like these are, you know, they're important years in their lives. A lot of them weren't getting to college or getting to have the on-campus experience. Hopefully lots of them are back doing that now. But going to a nightclub is something that we all did when we were younger. You're seeing scenes.
Fair.
They're vaccinated, which is, you know, that's the great thing. They're vaccinated. They're vaccinated adults who've stepped up to the plate and they're going out and having a bit of crack, and everyone needs fun.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning on all of that, Jen. That is Jen Hogan, their author and journalist.